This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters said clashes between its forces and militants continued for a fourth day Sunday near a prison in northeastern Syria housing thousands of members of the Islamic State group. The standoff follows a bold assault by the extremists that breached the premises of the prison, allowed an unknown number of militants to escape, and killed dozens of U.S.-backed fighters who guard the facility. The Kurdish-led forces have contained the threat with assistance from the U.S.-led coalition in the form of surveillance, intelligence, and airstrikes, the coalition said in a statement Sunday. More than 3,000 suspected ISIS militants are believed to be held at the prison, the largest facility in Syria housing Islamic State militants. The coalition said it was analyzing the situation to determine if the group is still planning other such attacks in Syria and Iraq. Soldiers in Burkina Faso staged mutinies at several barracks to demand the sacking of the country's military top brass and allocation of more resources to a seven-year battle against Islamist insurgents. Gunfire was reported Sunday morning at several army bases, prompting fears of yet another coup in the volatile West African country prone to military takeovers. Meanwhile, demonstrators protesting over the government's handling of the jihadist threat set fire to the headquarters of the ruling party. But Burkina Faso's government quickly denied rumors of a coup, and a list of demands presented by the troops made no mention of trying to oust President Roch Christian Kabore, while emphasizing the need for a better anti-jihadist strategy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday rebuffed the idea of imposing economic sanctions on Russia now, saying doing so would undercut the West's ability to deter potential Russian aggression against Ukraine. Russia's massing of troops near its border with Ukraine has sparked Western concerns it may invade. If Russia does make an incursion, the West has threatened sanctions with far-reaching economic effects. Moscow has said it has no plans to invade. Blinken told CNN, quote, "When it comes to sanctions, the purpose of those sanctions is to deter Russian aggression, and so if they are triggered now, you lose the deterrent effect." Blinken said if one more Russian force entered Ukraine in an aggressive manner, that would trigger a significant response. Police fired water cannons and thick clouds of tear gas in Brussels on Sunday to disperse protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 vaccinations and restrictions that aim to curb the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The protest drew tens of thousands of people, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries to take part, and some had violent confrontations with police. Video images showed black-clad protesters attacking a building used by the European Union's diplomatic service, hurling projectiles at its entrance and smashing windows. Anti-vaccination demonstrators also marched in Barcelona. The protest followed demonstrations in other European capitals on Saturday that also drew thousands of protesters against vaccine passports and other requirements European governments have imposed as daily coronavirus infections and hospitalizations have surged due to the Omicron variant. Armenian President Armen Sarkisian resigned on Sunday, saying he believes the country's constitution does not give him sufficient powers to influence events. Sarkisian, president since 2018, was in a standoff with Armenia's prime minister last year over several issues, including the dismissal of the head of the armed forces. The role of the prime minister is seen as more powerful than that of the president. Armenia agreed to a ceasefire with Azerbaijan last November at their border. The prime minister has since been under pressure, with regular street protests demanding he step down over the terms of the peace agreement and a 2020 deal brokered by Russia, where Azerbaijan regained control of territory it had lost during a war in the early 1990s. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.